Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. Are you searching for answers beyond diet and exercise? Join us as Dr. Steph shares insightful tips you can use to feel better right now and valuable information about your health that you may not know. It's all served up with a healthy dose of smiles and laughter along the way. Now, here's Dr. Steph.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Dr. Steph. Stress and stress management are our primary goals here, and I hope you're getting a lot from the shows. I just looked at my stats, and it's amazing how many people have been listening. And I just want to thank my regular listeners for being present. For those of you who are listening from a Wi-Fi or tablet or cell phone or whatever, thank you for joining us. And a reminder that we're on live, and you can call in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd like to start because we're really close to Valentine's Day today. And Valentine's Day is a special time for me as well because my youngest son was born on Valentine's Day. So I have lots of reasons to celebrate Valentine's Day on so many different levels. But also, it's a reminder to our society that love is important. We need to recognize love in our life, not only on Valentine's Day, but every day. So I started out with a quote that says, "A flower cannot blossom without sunshine, and man cannot live without love." And I started that and thought, wow, that's really vital. Because if you've listened to previous shows, you do know that love is a parasympathetic nervous system activity, and it is vital for survival, and you cannot be in love and fear at the same time. So I was getting ready to teach the stress management class at the local college the other day, and I ran across a YouTube by Greg Braden. And I really like Greg Braden, G-R-E-G-G-B-R-A-D-E-N. And I believe I've mentioned him before. I know I've talked about Bruce Lipton before, and I've also talked about Candace Pert with Molecules of Emotion before. But it's interesting. I can listen to all of these things, and then suddenly something that I've listened to maybe 10 or 12 times before all of a sudden makes sense because I have a new reality and I get to hear it in an entirely different way. So Greg Braden talks about, the name of the YouTube is "Our Electromagnetic Heart Affects Reality." Now, I've worked with heart and the dynamics of heart and the dynamics of love in previous issues or in previous shows as well. So this wasn't a surprise. Our heart does affect our reality. What emotional state we're in affects our reality, how close we are to manifesting the life that we would like to manifest depends on our emotional state. And from my perspective, love puts us closer to what we would like to manifest, and fear puts us further away from what we would like to manifest. So the first question that I have is, electromagnetic and magnetic fields respond to your heart. Which one are you projecting, love or fear? Now, I listened to Greg Braden again right before the show, and he talks about the geosynchronous satellites that are measuring electrical fields and magnetic fields around the Earth. And on September 11th, they noticed a spike. And when they overlaid the data over the date and the time, the spike occurred right at the time the airliners were going into the Twin Towers. So as the mass of humanity that was the United States watched this event, there was a corresponding spike in the electro and magnetic fields of the Earth. I just, again, found that absolutely fascinating. But he talks about the field of the heart versus the field of the brain. And we've given so much credence to the brain and figuring things out and thinking it over and trying to decide logically what's going to work and what's not going to work, instead of going into the place where real life and real transformation occurs, which is the heart. Now, we've talked about chakras previously, and you can look up some shows about that as well. And energetically, when you are balancing your chakras, one of the biggest places for transformation is the heart. And I heard this from Greg Braden today when he said, the heart can transform the electrical impulses of the body from fear into love. And the heart can transform the magnetic impulses of the body from fear into love. And I've always understood that the heart is this place of transformation to take you out of where you don't want to be and place you into where you do want to be. But I didn't quite understand it on the electromagnetical and chemical levels. I believe I've also talked about that the heart is the only place where substance L is produced. And substance L has to do with a feel-good chemical of love. So can choose whether or not you're living in love or in fear. You can absolutely choose that. One of the things that I hear from people is a fear that, well, if I'm loving, if I'm pure love, and I'm living from thriving, and I'm open to new experiences, and my universe is expanding, and wonderful things are happening, and I'm having good day after good day after good day, will this make me too vulnerable for people to take advantage of me? And I hear that frequently. And what that is, that's an underlying fear that says, I don't know how to be truly in love, because if you're truly in love, you can be neutral about what people are doing, even if they're taking advantage of you, because you're aware, which is one of your four self-healing skills, and you're in the present moment where you have choices. So you can continue to let this person take advantage of you, or you can talk to them about it, or you can start saying no. Being a core central person of love, which is your natural state of being, does not mean that you're a victim. As a matter of fact, if you're in the parasympathetic nervous system, if you're operating from love, you are a victor. And again, Bruce Lipton talks about this. You're not a victim of your genes. You're not a victim of your environment. You're not a victim, which means that people will be drawn to you to take advantage of you. You are a victor. They say love conquers all, and I'd just like to explore that a little bit differently. Love doesn't conquer all, because that implies a battle and a struggle, and that you just have to fight to love and fight to stay in love, and love will make everything okay. It really doesn't. And you don't have to fight for it. You be it. You be love. You be the victor. And it's been fascinating this week, because I watched the Super Bowl. I'm a Bronco fan, so thank you for Broncos for winning. But I watched the post-Super Bowl interview with Cam Wilson. And what I saw with Cam Wilson, he is a winner, no doubt. He took the Panthers through a winning season. But he is not a champion, and he is not love. And he actually got up and left the interview. He could barely respond. He was so highly sympathetic. His brain wasn't functioning. He couldn't come up with words. He couldn't respond. He could only react. He hid his head in shame. And it's not shameful to be a second place in the NFL. It's not shameful at all. But in his perception, his world crashed around his ears because he had so much invested in being a victor and not having the love and the compassion to receive whatever came his way. So out of interest, I Googled Peyton Manning's Super Bowl loss in 2014. And Peyton Manning stood, and he was very loving, and he was very centered. And one of the reporters said, well, are you embarrassed by your loss? And Peyton Manning said, no, we're not embarrassed, and that's even insulting. So in other words, the reporter was trying to bring Peyton Manning and the Broncos team out of a full, loving experience and make them feel something low vibration, low emotion, to make them feel ashamed of a very poor performance. And it was a poor performance. But in the larger picture, if they got to the Super Bowl, they had enough wins. Their team was good enough. They just had a bad game. And unfortunately, the bad game happened to be in the Super Bowl. But Peyton Manning really does understand heart and compassion and being a victor. So as we come back to this huge electromagnetic field of the heart that's 5,000 times bigger than the brain, we can begin to understand how we can take situations in our life, look at them, and come away from them knowing love, knowing the dynamics of a champion are heart and courage and strength. And we can be living those all the time. So will this make me too vulnerable so people take advantage of me? No. When you are love, first of all, you don't attract lower vibrations into your world. You don't attract the people that are looking to prey on victims. You attract people who value you for the loving, centered, present moment person that you are. Atmosphere, there's collaboration and coherence. And I heard Greg talk about the definition of coherence. And we will be coming back to that right after the commercial. But when you are love, when you be love, when you live love, there are times when you have bad moments and you can look at it and say, well, that was a bad game. That was a bad moment. That was a bad situation. And in this moment, in this very present moment, none of that is happening to me right now. And I can choose how I feel. I have an emotional smorgasbord in front of me, and I can choose emotions that taste bad and leave a bad flavor and put me in a bad place, or I can choose emotions that raise my vibration, that allow me to feel love, that allow me to transform situations all the time. It's my choice. And in the present moment, I have more choices available to me. In the time of sympathetic behavior or being out of the present moment, I have only two choices, or three: fight, flight, or freeze. And in the instance with the Cam Newton interview, he not only froze because he couldn't think of words and he had to hide himself, but he then had to flight. He left the interview. And I was so compassionate towards this man because I knew how much he invested in being a winner without being a champion. So we'll be right back after this commercial, and I'd like to remind you that the audio for the free report is not available, but I encourage you to go to makingshiftshappen.com /free report or Calm Mom's free report, and sign up. Get that free report. Get some more information about stress management, and we'll be right back.
Stress is so common in our fast-paced society right now, we don't realize how much it depletes us and how much time and energy we spend just trying to get through our day. What if you knew ways to manage your stress and your energy so that you would have more energy at the end of every day? Did you know that with a little help and information on the Calm Moms free report, you can begin relieving your stress? Start feeling more peaceful right away. Get your life back on track and become more efficient with your time and time management. Relieve pain. And this is important for moms and their children. Have fewer doctor visits and suffer less from illness. You can sign up for this Calm Moms free report on www.makingshiftshappen.com/calm-moms-free-report. Go to Making Shifts Happen right now and register for this life-changing free report. Remember, this life-enhancing report is absolutely free. And as a special bonus, if you act right now, you'll be sent an audio of the main tips to remind you of how to be peaceful and calm. This Calm Moms free report in audio is a limited time offer, so act right now to get your special bonus.
And we're back. Thank you so much for hanging in through the commercial. I really appreciate it. And again, it's a great deal to get that Calm Moms free report. I just reviewed it today, and it was just so interesting. At any rate, I was listening to Greg Braden again, and I'd like to come back to what is real intimacy. Real intimacy is knowing on so many different layers and levels of understanding who you really are. And if you come in to yourself through a loving, heart-centered experience, you begin to release your judgments about yourself and your conclusions about yourself, and your heart and your experience has even more room in which to expand. And as that is expanding, your world begins to reflect back to you what essence you're being in the present moment. And true intimacy is, I keep having to laugh because in one of the movies, it's intimacy means into myself I see. And it was just a huge joke. But the dynamic is when you are really being love, which is one of the strongest emotions there is, your systems are healthy. Your heart is healthy. You are healthy. Your emotions are healthy. Your relationships are healthy. Your stress is reduced. There's very little stress in a loving environment. Accept the stress to make conscious changes. That's the you stress of it, the good stress, the healthy stress. So intimacy, what is this real intimacy? It's a place of loving myself enough to be vulnerable and to experience life in its myriad aspects and its multiple dimensions with love as a leading force in my life. Instead of fear. So I begin to ask loving questions. Not what does this mean, but what is possible here? And we come to another question. Why is loving myself and others so healthy? Because you produce wonderful, feel-good hormones at a physical level, emotions at an emotional level, thoughts at a mental level, a healthy body, and this field 5,000 times that radiates a loving energy and a loving attraction, and a loving mirror, and a loving dynamic of life. And it is just so wonderful on so many different levels. And when I was watching Greg Braden, he's going 5,000 times. I mean, really, we have the ability to live our life see our lives reflected in how others reflect back to us, and that's really true intimacy. So I was reminded as I was finishing up this episode information, the Beatles came out with a song, All You Need Is Love. And I grew up in the 70s. I grew up in the 80s. I grew up with the Beatles just coming out. And I thought, oh my gosh, how naive is that? All you need is love. Yeah, right. I didn't really understand back then because I confused the emotion of love as romantic love. And I thought if I didn't love somebody, or I couldn't love somebody, or I didn't have somebody to love, which is the name of another song. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? No, because that puts us back into an old thinking, mental, societal trap of you're not complete unless you're loving somebody. Well, the dynamic is when you love yourself, when you be love, you can love everyone. Everyone has permission then to love you. You have opened your reality so that you get love from everyone and everything. So you can walk around kind of appreciating. We've had a really snowy winter this winter, and I can either hate the snow or I can love the snow. If I love the snow, it brings me energetic bucks and benefits on so many different levels. And I don't have to just fight with the snow. I can appreciate the snow. I can love the snow. Does that mean I have somebody in my life to love? I have so many people in my life to love. It is countless. It is absolutely countless. Because everyone I meet, I am in the vibration of love. I'm in this coherence, integrated with mind, body, soul, spirit, emotions, everything of love, that I have a great time wherever I go. And I was talking with someone the other day, and they said, oh my gosh, our post office, the people are so mean. And I looked at them in surprise, and I go, oh my gosh, no, everybody in there treats me so well. They act as if they're glad to see me. We tell each other jokes while we're waiting in line. I said, I have a great experience when I go to the post office. It's never a bad experience. And that's when I realized, if I'm radiating happiness and love and goodness, people respond to that. And I generally have a good time wherever I go. Standing in line at the grocery store last night, they had one cashier, because somebody happened to be at lunch or at their meal, and there were 12 of us in line. So we started telling as many stupid jokes as we could think of, and the person in front of me actually started it, and then I jumped in, and the person behind me jumped in, and then we all started telling stories about, you know, what was the longest wait you've ever had in a grocery store line. And it feels like before 3 minutes was up, I was there being checked out. I had a great time. It was a healthy, fulfilling experience for me to wait in line. And you can do that too. So I can either wait in line and complain and say, oh my gosh. And the way it started was really the person in front of me recognized me because I shop at the two different grocery stores in town and I was in the different one. She worked actually in the other one. She goes, see what happens when you come here? I said, yes. We better not mention the name of the other store. They won't wait on us. And we started laughing. And it was so much fun. So instead of just sitting there going, oh my gosh, I have to wait in this huge long line and I'm 10th and 12th place and I'm never going to get there. Excuse me, I'm never going to get checked out. We were telling jokes and the time went by quick, everyone. And when somebody left, they said, thanks for making this so much fun, you guys. We had a great time. What is a healthy situation? What is a stress-free situation? a time where you can be love, a time where you can share love. All you need is love, really. And that is true. And you can have a good time no matter what you're doing. You can enjoy it no matter what's going on. And it really is your choice. And you can start living in this 10-second increment. You can be in 10 seconds, belly breathing into the count of four and out to the count of six, and choosing what you would like to feel. Breathe into the count of four, and on the in-breath, say, I am, count of six. Breathe out, love. Breathe in to the count of four, I am. Breathe out, happy. Breathe in, I am. Breathe out, stressed. And then be stressed for 10 seconds. Be really, really stressed for 10 seconds. Create some contrast. Breathe in, I am. Breathe out, happy. It really, truly is your choice. You can do this. And with practice, you get better and better and better. So let's all think in terms of I am love. I am happy. I am attracting good things into my life. I love people. I love events. I love me. And when you find yourself out of it, when you find yourself in contrast with love, then you know what you can do to get back into love. Today was a good day. Today I am grateful for the snow. I love the snow. I don't have to be in it right now, so it's easier to love it. I love the ice. I love the water. I love the air. I love my car. I love my job. There are so many things where I can be an expression of love. It's wonderful. So thank you so much for listening. I'll close with this one love quote. To love and be loved is to feel the sun from both sides. And that comes to us from David Viscott. And let's see, what is the stress management tool? Like I said, feeling a true emotion for 10 seconds. And then going back to the emotional smorgasbord table that's right in front of you and choosing another emotion and then feeling that for 10 seconds. And then breathing, coming into the present moment, choosing love. It really, truly is your choice. So what am I going to do for fun? Ah, gosh. I am actually going to go to Denver on Saturday, go to a dog show, and have a great time with a friend of mine. I'm really looking forward to it. And thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for sharing with me. I'm actually taking a few of my radio shows and making them into Kindle books. So be on the lookout for some new material coming from me very, very soon. Thank you, listeners. I really appreciate having you on my show.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Making Shifts Happen with Dr. Stephanie Stanfield. To learn more or to reach out to Dr. Steph, please visit makingshiftshappen.com. And join us again next time.